In a land of Americana music and art imbued with the mountains, you can forget you're in Asheville while you're inside Revolve. It's a gallery and performance space in the Ramp Studios, an unmarked industrial building near UNC Asheville. Revolve is dedicated to contemporary experimental work. On this night, what you're hearing is a trio led by the Mexican trumpeter Jacob Wick. It's 180 degrees from the music and art you'll generally find along the region's paths of tourism.
Its location is a little outside of the River Arts District in a traditional sense, but that actually was on purpose because we wanted to be more of a destination place and a place that people wanted to come to, not just stumble upon.
That's Colby Caldwell, Revolve's founding director. He grew up in Mills River and graduated West Hendersonville High School. Living in Washington, D.C., he built a thriving art photography practice and a tenured teaching position over 25 years. He never thought he'd return to Western North Carolina, but a relationship brought him back to the mountains in 2012.
I did have museum shows. I wasn't on the cover of Art Forum, but I was reviewed in Art Forum. And after that happened, I was like, oh, okay. Didn't really alter or change my life. So why am I so focused on these supposed markers about what makes an artist successful or what makes an art career successful?
Caldwell opened a studio and gallery space at the Cotton Mill Studios in Asheville's River Arts District. His landlords and early champions were new transplants from Brooklyn, Denise Carbonell and Derek Dominey. When the couple sold the Cotton Mill in 2016, they gave Caldwell the money to open Revolve in the Ramp Studios along Riverside Drive. The programming reminds Carbonell a bit of the Brooklyn Academy of Music.
Every show he does to me is so different from the one before, and I love that. It's a little bit like BAM. I mean, it's eclectic. You're not surprised by anything that he says, I'm doing a show on, and you go, really?
Revolve certainly isn't Asheville's first foray into contemporary arts. For 13 years, the Media Arts Project has cultivated innovative arts and technology in Western North Carolina. Black Mountain College Museum has a calendar of contemporary performance, and you'll find daring work at the Center for Craft, Creativity, and Design. But until Revolve, which now operates in partnership with the Media Arts Project, there hasn't been a dedicated home for multidisciplinary art, media, and performance.
It's activated the building in a way that hadn't been activated before. When you see your audience double or you see new faces show up to the space, you realize that there is a hunger and a desire for this kind of program and this kind of events in a space that is more of a listening, mindful space instead of a bar or a cafe.
Revolve is a nonprofit with a board of directors. So while artists presenting there certainly hope to sell their work, that isn't Caldwell's goal.
There was really a wonderful network of folks here that were interested in pursuing and finding opportunities for artists that weren't necessarily looking to sell first, but actually were looking to express first.
Constance Humphreys is a dancer now focused on the art of buto, and she's Revolve's first resident artist. She says Revolve's intimacy works especially well for music.
It fits a niche of smaller audiences, maybe more experimental work. It's challenging while being accessible, if that's possible.
15 people may not seem like a lot of people to want to put together a program around. 15 people are 15 more people that got to see contemporary work in Asheville that wouldn't have.
Here's Derek Dominey.
People from all over the country are now approaching him because he's got a unique venue that they're not going to be able to play at the Orange Peel. They're not even going to be able to play at so many other spaces. People coming from other places to participate and be a part of that, I think that's a big measure of success.
For the coming year, Caldwell wants to boost Revolve's community outreach, its artist residency program, and an avenue for crowdfunding. A new exhibition, The Art of Design, opens with a public reception December 2nd in the Revolve Gallery. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.